Throughout coal mining country today, many relieved, smiling people are now posing tough questions about the dangers miners face. The Kew Creek rescue went remarkably well, but something also went terribly wrong last Wednesday to put 9 men in peril. Mine safety advocates are hoping that the rescue in Pennsylvania will focus national interest on making the job less perilous. Jeff Young of West Virginia Public Broadcasting covered the rescue. He has this report.
About 9 o'clock last Wednesday night, the 9 miners in Black Wolf Coal's Kew Creek mine drilled into what they thought would be some 300 feet of coal and rock. But their equipment instead struck a shaft of the long-abandoned Saxman mine, which had filled with millions of gallons of water. Kew Creek resident Joe Jashinsky worked in that Saxman mine in the 1950s. He remembers removing huge amounts of coal in the last days of the mine's operation. He does not remember anyone putting that activity on a map.
The map would show coal there. Why would the superintendent and the surveyor put it on a map that he took all that coal out?
Southwestern Pennsylvania and most of the Appalachian coal fields have been mined for a century or more. The underground seams are honeycombed with long abandoned shafts, and with renewed emphasis on coal to meet the nation's energy demands, many current operations are working adjacent to the old ones. Mine safety expert David McAteer says the Kew Creek accident brings up a long-neglected mine safety issue.
The accuracy of the maps is simply inadequate as a general matter and really should be addressed in some fashion.
McAteer is former chief of the Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration, MSHA. The current MSHA chief, Dave Lariski, says he's not so sure that mine mapping is a widespread problem.
We require through our own rules that mine workings that have been surveyed are certified. The maps have to be certified. And then we also have rules in our existing standards regarding how close you can mine to old mines. Is it widespread? I don't know.
Lariski and Pennsylvania mine safety officials promise a full investigation of the Kew Creek accident. Mine safety advocates hope the focus on the mine rescue will also bring more attention to mine safety in general. 17 men have died digging coal so far this year. Last year, 42 died, 13 of them in an explosion and fire in an Alabama mine. That was the worst mine tragedy in more than a decade. The United Mine Workers of America's safety director, Joe Main, says coal mining fatalities have increased for the past 3 years in a row.
The time is now to take a good, strong look at the kind of protections that the miners have in the coal industry, and I'm hopeful that this public attention will help to do that. I think there's a need, given all the mining deaths and tragedies and near tragedies that we just now experienced, to show, I think everyone is paying any attention here, that we need to beef up implementation of that Mine Act to better scrutinize the conditions in the mining industry and better enforce the laws and improve the overall quality of health and safety life for the miners that work there.
Main says he's happy for the families celebrating the dramatic rescue of 9 men this weekend, but also mindful that for many more families in coal country, there is only grief. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Young in Somerset County, Pennsylvania.